Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. What a blessed day we have this day. Not only is it the Lord's Day, but today we begin Holy Week. And today we hear, of course, these 10 of our own children partaking of the Lord's body and his blood for the first time. We will hear their great confession of the faith that we have gathered as a congregation of Christians to hear the word of our Lord and receive his good gift of the sacrament of the altar, that is, his gift of his own body and blood for us to eat and to drink, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. In that long gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 27, we heard of Jesus giving his body and shedding his blood for the forgiveness of sins, his crucifixion, his passion. In the opening lesson from John chapter 12, we heard that crowd cry out in receiving the Lord, "Hosanna," that is, "Save us, God." In the Old Testament lesson, we heard this Palm Sunday procession into Jerusalem promised, foretold. In the epistle lesson today, we have heard of the humility of Christ, who is now in glory and will be coming again in glory. And in the gospel lesson, we heard all of this on display. The fulfillment of the prophets, the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ, the answer to the cry, "Hosanna." All of it fulfilled, all of it answered. That our Lord Jesus Christ has given himself for us and for our salvation. The forgiveness of sins has come at this cost. Our Lord's life laid down, his body given, his blood shed. There are, of course, in that text more than a couple points we would do well to learn. But there are a couple I will highlight today that we would start learning from this lesson as well. The first is that crowds, that is to say, the popular opinion, can vary. Hosanna was the cry of the faithful at Palm Sunday. The crowd on Good Friday cries, "Let him be crucified." We don't know if they were the same people or not, but we know from this that just because a crowd says something does not make it right or good or godly. The Hosanna cry, "Save us, O God," is good and it is godly because it is spoken out of faith in Jesus. It was promised to happen. The crucifixion cry was prophesied as well, but it is hardly the cry of the faithful. It is rooted in anger and malice and envy. It is tied into plotting and planning by the ruler of this world and those under his control. And thus the lesson is, don't trust the crowds. Instead, put your trust in the Word of God. Secondly, do not put your trust in rulers. In the passion of our Lord, both the Sanhedrin, that is the Jewish court, the official government of the land of Judea, but also the Roman rulers, fail to uphold righteousness. The one, the Sanhedrin, openly plots the death of Christ and makes a grand show of it. And the other, Pilate, thinks only of himself, his own popularity with the people and with the emperor, avoiding scandal that might cost him and putting an innocent one to death along the way, even while trying to make some grand gesture of not being guilty of Jesus' blood. And note well that this governing authority includes those soldiers as agents of that governing authority, who followed their orders as they crucified Christ. Rulers and their earthly power are not supposed to be the objects of our trust, as Scripture warns us over and over again. Do not put your trust in princes, that indeed the Lord himself has promised an end to their warring against him and against each other. Now, the word of our God commends us to entrust ourselves to our God, who will repay unfaithful rulers and those acting under their authority at the last, when even they will have to acknowledge Christ the Lord. Of all the passion accounts, Matthew's only includes one word of Jesus from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? The word is a prayer based upon Psalm 22, which you'll hear sung on Maundy Thursday and preached at the Treor on Good Friday. That Jesus is indeed suffering the eternal pains of condemnation for our sake. He is being cut off from God, forsaken. That's what the crowds, the rulers, and yes, that's what we deserved. That Jesus suffers for our sake. And in his suffering, we are given an example also of faithful suffering at the hands of crowds and, yes, even of governments. Suffering while entrusting yourself to God. Jesus prays as he is forsaken by God, as he is suffering the eternal condemnation meant for all sinners, as he is physically suffering the torments of crucifixion, as he is suffering the persecution of government, suffering the mockery of the crowds, and even the mockery of the criminals crucified beside him. He prays. He is faithful. He doesn't lash out in a series of anti-God rants. He doesn't use his dwindling ability to speak to trash the crowds or to speak ill of his government. He prays. He laments to God. He prays the scriptures. He uses the word of God. The Lord is busy while even being executed, fulfilling all that was necessary, suffering what we deserve and doing what we were supposed to be doing, rightly keeping the second commandment for our sake. This way, we can truly have our punishments taken away. In this way, we can truly have and be given a true heavenly righteousness earned by Christ's perfect keeping of the law. Hosanna, indeed. Repentance is the order of each day for the Christian. It is the order of God for this day as well. For all of the false trusts you have placed in the past, for the times that you have been in the crowds, or even when you've been alone, and your thoughts, your words, your deeds of sin have just as much called out for the crucifixion of Jesus, for your faithless actions, for your prayerless days, for your reluctance to suffer all while entrusting yourself to Christ, repent. That is the order of each day of our Christian lives. That Christ has died to save you. That Christ has answered the cry of Hosanna. And he does so again today. You heard it. Absolution was his answer. The lessons are his answer. The sermon is his answer. The body and blood of Jesus given and shed for you to eat and to drink, is his answer. Our cry is Hosanna. Save us, O God, and you have your answer in the word and the sacrament given to you this day. That salvation belongs to our God, and he comes to save us. These 10 children you will see come forward in just a moment. They have been taught many things, But they have been taught that they can stop coming to church only when they stop sinning. And that only happens when they die and go to heaven. That is a confession of what happens in the church. That is a confession of what the main thing in the church really is. That the church is about God's answer to your sins. Forgiveness of those sins because of Christ. That you are to take that into your heart as you look at the many opportunities to be at church this week and every week. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.